The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the benefits of meditation practice is that some of the problems we have don't get solved, but they get dissolved. So they dissolve, they fade away. Certainly not all of them do, but one of the things that happens when we sit down to close our eyes and just sit upright and be present for what is that we kind of make space for things to begin to unwind, to let go, to soften, to relax, to fade away. And perhaps for some people the clearest place where that's seen is with muscular tension. You know, just about any kind of ongoing activity, the way we live our life, will build up a little bit of tension or a lot of tension in our body. And when we sit down to meditate, we might feel it in the shoulders or the stomach or the face or in the hands or different places it might be. And within reason, it's nice to relax a little bit if you can. But some of it is not easy to relax. You can't just, you know, soften the muscles by themselves. So you feel this tension. And then as you just sit with it, sit upright, be aware of it, hold it in awareness, just be present for it without trying to solve it, it begins to dissolve. It begins to relax and soften on its own. And that can also be true with some of the, bigger problems we have in our life, that they're manifested in the moment while we meditate, with a certain kind of mental tension, a certain kind of mental fixation, involvement, concern, insistence that's there. And if we just be present for it, to clearly be aware, but we don't feeding and not engaged in it necessarily, it's a kind of a stepping back and being mindful, aware of it, then some of that insistence of those thoughts, concerns, some of that preoccupation with begins to dissolve as well. The problem that doesn't necessarily go away out there, but the way the mind relates to it begins to soften and relax. And sometimes what happens is when the mind relaxes enough from its insistent way of being involved with concerns, that we get a different perspective on our concerns. And very occasionally we realize there wasn't a problem to begin with, but that the mind made it. When you can see it in a different, from a different point of view, you say, well, you know, I guess that's, you know, it's okay to let that be, or I don't have to be so worked up around that, or I can let things take their course, or, you know, there's other ways of dealing with it, but I don't have to be tense around it, or all kinds of things. So there's a kind of a patient abiding, a kind of a present abiding, just abiding, letting awareness be strong as you can, so you're really here and present in a way that's kind of quiet and still. And don't make things into a problem. Just be with what is. And perhaps many of the so-called problems will dissolve just sitting here on their own. You don't have to be the one in charge with an agenda of what's supposed to happen. So you might explore that today as you sit and you walk and see if there's something about patient abiding with what is, very mindful, that shifts something, settles something on its own pace, its own terms. The momentum begins to slow down and wear out, and you just be more and more still and quiet and peaceful.